Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A new president for Iran, but how much will change? Then, one native young man is shouldering his God-given role as a leader this summer. We'll tell you what's happening in just a few moments. But first, you've heard the saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same. It means there's nothing new under the sun. It would be an apt description of Iran's presidential elections on Friday. It's not a question of which hardliner takes office, but rather the degree of the hard line. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says,
it really is a case of a parent saying to their child, you know, do you want to put your shoes on or shall I? The final outcome has been decided. You're giving an illusion of choice.
So Iran has a new president with a new name, but he's likely to follow the same path as past regimes.
They have been very open in saying that they want to wipe out Israel. That has been their agenda right from the beginning. They haven't hidden it.
Iran is connected to the terror groups behind conflict in Gaza, Lebanon, Yemen, and now Sudan.
Iran is being very strategic in providing allies and terrorist organizations in place outside of his borders that can do its bidding.
With that in mind, Silk urges us to pray for the new leaders.
We pray that they have their Damascus Road conversion, that Jesus appears to them in their dreams, in their visions, and turns their hearts, like the Bible tells us. He turns the hearts of kings like the course of rivers. He adjusts it as he wants. So let's pray that he does these incredible, miraculous things and that he turns this country to himself.
Next, India's religious freedom violations recently took the spotlight in the U.S. State Department's annual report. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says,
the report coming out in Secretary of State Antony Blinken's name said that in India, we see a concerning increase in anti-conversion laws, hate speech, demolitions of homes and places of worship for members of minority faith communities.
The State Department uses this report and recommendations from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom to designate countries of particular concern later in the year. CPC designations, in turn, can lead to economic sanctions. However, Podaiti doubts that India's bad religious freedom record will outweigh its economic benefits.
India's position as a kind of counterbalance to China. Things are ramping up on the economic front, and the U.S. wants to maintain relations so that the economic investments and commerce can continue between the two countries.
Bibles for the World operates a seminary, several primary schools, and a hospital in northern India. They've been responding with help and hope to the Manipur crisis since it began last May. Read the full story at our website for tangible ways to respond, and then lift up Christians who are suffering for their faith in India. Pray that the U.S. and other governments will continue to take notice of religious freedom issues. And the On Eagles Wing Leadership Center in northwestern Arkansas is preparing Native young people like Ethan to be disciple makers on the reservations. Ethan Joe first connected with On Eagles Wings, a division of Hutchcraft Ministries, in 2018 as a high school student.
Coming out of high school last year, I was thinking, what am I going to do with my life?
Friends at OEW encouraged Ethan to check out the Leadership Center, a 9-month gap year program. He hesitated at first, with family responsibilities heavy on his mind.
But then Seth told me this, when you go somewhere, God doesn't forget about your family.
Ethan submitted his application and was accepted. He successfully completed the Leadership Center program this spring.
It's taught me to understand the role of leadership and where I'm meant to be and how I'm supposed to act as a man of God and as an adult as well. It's also revealed to me a lot of baggage that I'm still chipping it away at and a lot of things that I still need to work on.
This week, Ethan's attending the On Eagles Wings Warrior Leadership Summit in preparation for Summer of Hope 2024.
We have hardly any Native men who are willing to stand up and take that role of leadership. I want to teach the young generation that do look up to me what it truly means to seek God with your whole heart and put Him first over anything else, and to not seek after the pleasures of the world, whether it be music, shows, TV, or relationships, but to put Him first.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.